Welcome to Social Goals with me, Kat, the only podcast that's teaching social media and marketing strategies that actually work for your local small business without dancing trends, posting three times a day, or burning out. It's time to do social strategically. I was really excited to record this snippet to add to the beginning of this episode because since Bonnie and I have had this conversation, Bonnie has actually quit her full-time job to go all in on her businesses, which, as we all know, is huge. In this episode, I joke about all the things that Bonnie has going on in her life, and I'm really excited for her to have this new direction and focus, and she only has a couple days, week left of her day job, which is so exciting. Bonnie is a Canadian-based laser file designer and laser-made product shop owner. She's a mom and a maker at heart. You'll often find her in her story sharing like the new thing she has created, whether it's with her laser or with her 3D printer, making fun things for her kid. She has a Bachelor of Design and over 5 years of experience running her own business and knows how overwhelming it can be to juggle creativity, time, and sales. Hopefully a little less overwhelming now that she has quit her job, which I'm so excited. And I'm excited for you to listen to this conversation about content creation and wearing all the hats as a small business owner. Okay, let's get to the episode. Thanks so much for coming on the pod today.
My pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad you made time in your and jobs and motherhood and all the things to be on the show.
Yes, of course for you, but yeah, I have a busy day today, not like any other day, like same as every other day.
Can you break it down for folks kind of like everything you have going on in your life?
So first, I'm a mom. I have a 6-year-old daughter and I also have a full-time job. And then I have my original business, which is I sell laser cut memorabilia, keepsakes, party decor, that kind of stuff. And then I also have like a separate part of that where I sell the digital files to other laser makers, which I just started last year. And then I also manage social media for an acrylic company and do a bit of consulting for them.
So just a few things going on.
Just a few things. I like to be busy.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of it is happening on social. So I'm excited to chat about social and the club. But the first questions I'm now asking every guest, the first one is, what trend are you loving right now? So it could be like a specific Reels trend, or it could just be like an overall theme that you're seeing on social that you really like.
That's a tough one. I think as like a maker, as someone who like physically makes things, I love seeing like behind the scenes of people's businesses. So like whether that's like pack an order with me or them creating something or sharing a tip that they are showing like in the making process, those are my personal favorite things to see. And I don't think that's a trend. I think that like that's always been my favorite thing to see, is like that little sneak peek behind the curtain.
I love it. And I think for so many people, they think it's like boring or that no one cares about like, oh, I'm just packing an order. But like for me, as someone who doesn't do that stuff, it's like I don't see that in my day to day. Like it is really cool to see how other businesses are doing it. And it's like it's not just interesting for other business owners. I think people think like, oh, only other business people would care. I'm going to try to look them up right now. There is a artist in the States. So she used to be a lawyer and now she found her Elise Brianne Design. So yeah, she does.
Oh,
like,
yes, I know her.
Yeah, she does these like she hand draws these different like floral patterns but she makes everything like desk mats for like your keyboard and your mouse, notebooks, like all these different things. And the majority of her content is behind the scenes of running her business. And when I look at the comments, it's not just other business owners being like, oh, this is cool.
No.
It's like regular people who are buying her products and like supporting her business. And they just find that stuff interesting. So it's
It is really, really effective.
Yeah, I love her. I follow her on Instagram and I follow her on YouTube. She does like long form content too of a lot of behind the scenes of like, hey, I'm moving my warehouse, or hey, I spent this much money doing a trade show or whatever. Yeah. I think that like it piques people's curiosity. Like people are nosy, right? They want to know like all the secrets behind the business.
100%.
Which is fun.
Yeah, like people are nosy. Okay, so we love that content. Mm-hmm. Is there a post this week that made you laugh a lot?
I liked that audio of like, it's like I have one daughter and then the people are not understanding like what you're trying to say, and you just keep like repeating the same thing over and over and they're like still like not getting it, and then in the end you're like, I don't understand. I thought that one was funny. Like, I know I recorded it and people really liked it, but I'm also loving watching everyone else's take on it too.
So funny, because I recorded another podcast episode this morning and the guest said the exact same thing. It was that.
That's so funny.
Videos. Like, it obviously, I think it's just like hitting on so many of the like unrealistic expectations and like misconceptions and misunderstandings that we face in our day-to-day life. And like the original video is so funny that this was actually like a conversation on Tinder, which I totally forgot about until recently. Then I'm like, oh yeah, this is like something real that happened.
I didn't even know the like backstory behind it. I was like, why? This audio is so weird.
It's so
like,
who, weird.
What is this from? But
yeah, so this is like this guy, the creator, Lukey. He makes songs based on Tinder conversations.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Like, yeah, an actual conversation where someone like asked her, like, do you have any kids? And, yes, I have one daughter. And this is like the actual text message thread. And he sang it.
That's so bizarre. I gotta find this guy now and see if he has any more funny ones. I bet he does.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%. So yeah, you made that. You made a reel using that audio. Is it, and it has performed well, got you some new followers, lots of views. My next question is, what content are you most proud of right now? Is it that video or is it other things that you're feeling really good about?
I am proud of finishing that video because it took me like 100 takes because I'm not good at lip syncing. So I'm proud that I tried one day and I failed and I went back to it and I still got it done. So I'm proud that I like didn't give up on it because I could have easily been like, this is way too hard.
Yeah.
Like I'm struggling, but yeah. So I'm proud that I did that. But also I like sharing content that's like helpful for other makers. So any like tips I'm proud of. So someone like emailed me the other day from my email list and was like, hey, I forget where you posted this, but I saw that you said to do this about your packaging. And I just wanted to let you know that I did that. And I eliminated one full size of packaging that I use. So it's like super niche to makers, but like it was so nice that she emailed me back and was like, hey, I saw this. It was something I posted on Instagram. And this is like how it's improved my business. So
that's
like,
amazing.
I love that. That's amazing. Yeah.
I think it's like, it's so nice when you get that feedback that's more than just like engagement on content, when it's like someone actually reaching out and saying that this is helpful for me. So I love that. Okay, like as we mentioned, you have a lot of things going on in your day to day, your week to week. How does like managing your own socials kind of fit into it? What's your like week look like?
So every Monday morning, I set aside a couple of hours to do all my socials for the week. So I schedule everything out across three different accounts. So two of them I post three times a week. One of them I'm really trying to grow, which is my digital files. I'm posting five times a week and I've been doing that for, gosh, I don't know, like maybe 5 months now straight. Mm-hmm. So yeah, across those three accounts, what is that? 12. My mouth is bad. Posts. And I schedule them all out Monday mornings. And that's when you send your Reels prompts in the club. So I will open those up, take out what I like and film them. And then I just fill in the gaps. Like I'll schedule however many Reels and then I'll just fill in the gaps with carousels or like product shots. Because to me, like I use the Reels as like a connection with my audience or like a tip or something like that. And then like my other still posts or my carousels, I use as more of like, hey, also I'm selling things.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Think that's so good. Yeah. Like it is important. Oh, am I here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It like said trying to reconnect. It also, it's like just started like pouring out here. So I think the internet was like, what the fuck? what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Like, I think obviously reels are fun and they can be really impactful in terms of like getting new eyes to our content and sales. But it is really important to have the balance of different types of content, that it's not just reels or like entertainment or edutainment. Is that how you would put those two? Education, yeah. Entertainment together is.
Yeah.
Carousels are really effective for making those sales.
Oh, and like, I can't hear you
now. People like scrolling through, and specifically that time I actually went away, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just eventually I'll get this out. Hopefully the internet stays long enough for us to do this podcast. It is like good to have that mix of content. And also like I preach about quick reels, but sometimes they can take longer, especially if you're new to them. So like having that mix of content where like, you know, I can whip up some reels and then also throw in some carousels with photos. Like that is a really smart way of social, not taking all of your time.
Yeah. Yeah. And batching it makes it super easy.
Yeah. How much time in a week would you say you spend creating those like 10, 11, 12 posts?
Usually I can get them done in like 2 hours or less.
That's amazing. It's like,
yeah.
Batching makes it so much easier. I always use the analogy of like, if you were to make one cookie at a time, where you had to like,
yeah,
get the little bit of flour and like an eighth of an egg, it would take forever. But when you do it all together, then you get one batch of cookies, and it's like the same thing for content.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that something that helps me get it done quickly is I have all my photos, like all my product photos in a folder on my phone as I make them. So I'm not like scrambling Monday morning figuring out, oh, I gotta like, what can I take a picture of to post? Mm-hmm. I already have like all my pictures done. I have B-roll in my phone in a folder so that if it's like a reel that needs B-roll or something, I can just put like a text overlay on. I already have that done because that's just like built into my workflow. Like while I'm working, I'll be like, oh, I should take a time lapse, or oh, I should like take a video of me like picking this stuff up or assembling something or whatever. So I think that that's like something that you need to like ingrain in your brain to like put into your work process as you're just working. But it's a big help when it comes to creating content.
Yeah, like whatever it's going to be to get it done for you. Like, is it a reminder on your phone or like in your calendar every day for a week to like capture that content? I think that's like so helps make things so much faster when you're actually going to create content. That sometimes making a reel, like I see people going to make a reel, the thing that's taking them the longest is going through their camera roll and trying to find content. Whereas if you have it in a folder ready for you, it's...
Can't hear you again.
I'm back.
Oh.
Where did I cut off?
Like where you were saying that the longest part it takes people is right. to scroll through their camera roll.
Yeah. Sometimes for people when they're creating content, like the longest, the thing that takes the longest is trying to find that video on their phone. So like if you can, it's just like a really good task, like while you're watching TV or you need a break from like deep brain work, is just like going through your phone and organizing your B-roll and organizing your photos into a folder, because that's going to save you so much time down the road when you're actually sitting down to create that content.
Yeah, absolutely. And as for me, with the physical products that I sell, I have them organized like by year. So I have like my business name in like 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. Anyway, so that I know, and it's not like a folder of like 10,000 photos. It's like broken up a bit, and I'll know like, okay, I just posted a bunch of Christmas and July stuff, and all of that content was repurposed from last year because I'm going to sell the same things again this year. So I went back to my 2024 folder and I just pulled all the photos and videos from there, and it was like super easy. I scheduled a month worth of content in like an hour or less.
Amazing. Yeah. If you can break it down, like for me, my B-roll, I have it broken down into different like scenes or situations, like computer, phone, lifestyle. That way, like, depending on like the vibe you're looking for your video, for your reel, it's like easier to find things versus if you have like 10,000 videos. And the other thing you can do too is making sure you edit down your videos too. Like if you have a 5-minute video in there and you go to make a reel, it's going to be annoying to like for it to load. It's a lot better if you like cut them down into those like even 15 second clips. Will save you so much time that's a good, down the road.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Yeah, one thing I did a while ago too is I was like, okay, today I'm going to like dress a little nicer, put some makeup on my face, and just like take a bunch of photos. So I literally just like set up my tripod, and it was like a fake brand shoot where I was like, I'm going to pretend to do this now. I'm going to pretend to do this now. So I have like some like kind of shots of me and some kind of video where I'm just like hanging out in my space, my workspace, like doing fake work.
I love that.
And now I like have those. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like working with a brand photographer and like I've done B-roll shoots, like obviously that has a ton of value, but not attainable for everybody in this moment. And like maybe you just don't have the time right now, or it's not a priority in your budget right now. That doesn't mean you don't do B-roll and you don't get photos of you working. Like there, it's not nothing or working as a professional. So I love that you. Yeah, I want it very on brand for you to like, like, I can figure this out.
I can do any. I have said this for years and years. I can do anything. Like I can learn anything on the internet. I can do anything. So yeah, that is very much me. But also like, yes, would I love to have like, I do have professional brand photos, but they're old at this point. And would I love to have new ones? 100%. And that is in my plan. But like, done is better than perfect. Like the brand photos are probably going to be perfect, but my like DIY version is better than not having any pictures of me and not showing up and not showing my face so that people know who I am and like what I'm about on social media.
I love that. Yeah. We don't want the perfection to keep us from posting. And if you're like, once I get good video or once I get brand photos, then I can make some content. We don't want that to be the like the one day thing. It's like, if you go back on my feed to the first reels I posted, like they are so bad, but you have to post in order to get good at that, good at them. Like no one is inherently like good at doing certain things. It is the practice of just like practicing it and trying new things.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. When I first started my business, I was like, I do not want to show my face. Like I'm such an introvert that it was like, I was like, what if someone sees me online and then like sees me in real life and is like, I know who you are. Like, that's like my worst nightmare because I'm like super shy. Like I would, that was like an actual fear of mine that like someone would like see me in my local town because I did a lot of local sales and be like, oh, hey, Bonnie, I know you. Like, are you Concrete Barn? And like, people do say that to me now. And still I'm like, oh, yeah, hi. Like so awkward. But like that was like an actual fear of mine, and like getting over that is hard, but like it's also not the end of the world. Like it's nice that people like see you and want to say hi and whatever. Like yes, in theory I still don't love it, but like so when I was like easing into it, I would just do like shots of me like assembling stuff that's like just for my hands and like that kind of stuff, and then like seeing other people show up and show their faces and see like, oh, wow, these businesses are successful and they're showing their faces and like I have a connection to them because I can like see them talking and see their face and know what they're all about. And makes you feel close to them. It's like, oh, well, I should probably be doing that for myself, right?
I think if I scroll far enough back in my Instagram, like there was content where I posted about like, you know, some different alternatives, like showing your face. And I feel like you commented on one of them. You're like, but like, I don't want to do that. And this would have been like a couple years ago or like over a year ago for sure. So it's so cool to see that like evolution of how you're showing up online.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's funny. Like I was like a super early adopter of Instagram, just like on a personal account. Cause at the time when it very first came out, I worked at Apple. So we were like very early adopters of like new apps. So like I would post like the most like I would post like a stack of my like white towels because I like did laundry.
Yeah.
And like things have changed so much. It's so crazy, but it's such an amazing free marketing tool. I wouldn't have any business without Instagram probably. Like I would be able to continue if it disappeared, but yeah.
It's how you built your business. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Showing your products and then now being able to share your story, I think has like really taken it to the next level, especially on the digital product side.
Yeah, I'm seeing like amazing growth there. I'm like, what month is it? 7 months in. I'm about to hit 900 followers, but they're like super engaged followers. I know it's not about the number count at all, but it is nice to see. And it's like amazing. I get to chat with people, like-minded individuals every single day. And they're super encouraging. And yeah, it's just nice to be able to chat with people. Like sometimes this business, small business life can be lonely, right? So It's nice to be social on social media.
I love seeing how you're using stories to like connect with folks and ask questions and have those conversations. So you're using the weekly Reels prompts in the Social with Kat Club as part of your planning process. Would you say that's your favorite part of the club?
Yes. It's definitely, yeah, it's my favorite because it's like a weekly thing. So it's like always new and fresh and like useful. But I also really love the workshops too. This is like a deeper dive into something that maybe I don't know a lot about yet. So
yeah, because like running our own businesses and all these things is like, there's always new things to learn about, which is fun, sometimes overwhelming. So yeah, I do really like that, being able to break down things with like really actionable things for y'all to use. Well, and I had another question that I was going to ask. What made you decide to join the club?
Oh gosh, it's been a long time.
It's been a little while now. I think like the fall, maybe September?
Yeah, I think it was last September. It's been almost a year. Gosh, I don't know if I can say it was like one particular thing, or I can't remember if it was, but like I had connected with you online. Like we would chat a little bit. I loved like all the tips, free information that you were providing. And I was like, this is super useful. And then I was like, at the time I was only managing two Instagram accounts, but I thought, oh, this would be really useful to just like speed up my time that I spend creating social media content. Like I wouldn't say that I was like a beginner when I joined.
No. Yeah.
I definitely was like, I had been using Instagram for years already. Like I said, like since its inception, not necessarily for business the whole time, but I had already at that point been using it for business for like 4 years.
Yeah.
And I had a pretty good following. Like I was running a successful business basically because of Instagram. So yeah, I definitely wasn't a beginner at the time. So I wasn't like, oh, I need to like learn how to use social media. I just wanted to be like more efficient, I guess.
Yeah. I think that's like for you. You were not, like, creating content was not new to you, for sure.
Right.
But it's, like, a tool in your toolkit to make it faster and then also get some, like, some new ideas and perspective, which has been really fun to see you, like, try new things like that trend where you lip-synced. And, like, if you think about it, not that long ago, in the grand scheme of things, you did not show your face on social.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you've made some fun, like different types of content, even like a lip sync, but I know you said you'll never dance.
I will never dance. You can never get me to dance.
That's fine. Totally fine.
I barely even danced at my own wedding, so definitely not doing it for the internet.
It's like, it is good to be there.
Yeah. You cut out it a little bit for.
Okay. Got a little internet. It's like, it is, sometimes it's fun, like it's good to have a little bit of a push to try new things, but like I am never going to be the person who's like, you need to do this or do that. Like it has to be that it feels good for you, but I am going to encourage you to like, what if you tried that? What if you did something a little bit different and see how it feels?
Yeah. I mean, everything in business, including social media, is an experiment, right? So like, it's important to try new things and see what works and see what doesn't and see what feels good and see what you hate. And that's the only way you like figure out how to move forward, right?
Yeah. What advice would you give to a business owner who is more introverted and maybe is kind of feeling the same things that you were in, like a little bit nervous about showing their face online and sharing that part of their business?
I would say it's so important. It's almost a non-negotiable for a successful business, I feel like, in this era of small business. The market is saturated in like almost every category.
Yeah.
And people buy from people that they have a connection with. So if you're not showing your face, it's going to be super hard to build a connection with somebody and to earn those sales. Like, you have to work hard for sales, and showing your face is like a small thing that you can do that makes it so much easier. If you're nervous, I get it. Someone this morning was like, you should start a podcast. I was like, absolutely not. I'm terrible at speaking. She's like, but you talk on your stories every day. I'm like, yeah, it's different. It's because I've done it so much, and like, it takes practice to feel comfortable doing it. And it's not going to feel comfortable at first, and that's okay. And like, Kat has like tons of ideas of how to like ease into it. Like, it doesn't have to be like a straight on shot of like your face talking into the camera. There's like a lot of other options where you can kind of like ease into it. But I think it's so, so important that every business owner should be doing.
100%. I appreciate you sharing it from a business, like from a physical product and digital product business point of view, and like how it's helped your business. And in saying that, where can people find you online to see those stories and see how you are sharing yourself online to promote your businesses?
My laser cut product shop is Concrete Barn Co. You can find me on Instagram. And, do you want me to repeat that? Because my doorbell went off. Did you hear it? Okay. My physical product shop where I sell laser cut goods is Concrete Barn Co. You can find me on Instagram. And then if you are a laser maker or someone who uses Silhouette or Cricut and are looking for cut ready files, you can find me at cbco.designs on Instagram.
Awesome. I'll link all that in the show notes and everyone can connect with you on Instagram. And then I will see you inside the club.
Yeah, see you there. Thank you.
I'm so excited to share the Social with Kat Club is now open for new members. So if you want to join the guest on this episode in the club to make creating content more fun and more effective, check out the show notes and I'll see you in the club. You're well on your way to becoming social goals. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review. It helps your small business friends find the pod. Follow Social Kat Media on Instagram, that's Kat with a K, and head to the show notes for my best free resources. See you on social, and see you next week right here with a new episode.